It's Playhouse in the Morning, 1940 with Joel D. Filling in for Amy K. The next couple of days, 7:36 in the morning, in the middle of a double date Tuesday, which means we got another second date update today.
For when you're getting ghosted or blown off, this is Second Date Update.
And next up, we got Christina, who's struggling. Who'd you got with? Who'd you meet? What'd you do? All that, Sheriff.
Well, I mean, I'm happy to be talking to you, and thanks for having me, but
absolutely.
Super bummed because I was dating this guy, Tommy, for a little bit. And it was super hot and heavy. I mean, we were having a good time texting, talking all the time. And then kind of tapered off. And then it tapered off very quickly and then nothing. So I'm just wondering why.
No obvious red flags or anything. It sounds like you really were into this guy. You'd like to continue it if possible.
Oh, I really do.
Yeah, this is another one of those ones, though, where Amy and I saw a lot of these the past couple of months, where it's not even a second date update. You've seen each other a couple of times, and then the person disappears. It's like, that's not a misunderstanding anymore. That is somebody that was just like, nope, can't do it after a little. They're just not interested.
I mean, I try to self-reflect when we do these because it's like
you do a lot of stupid stuff.
I do a lot of stupid stuff. Yeah. So, but it's usually the guy that's doing something stupid. So I'm curious what's going on with Christina.
Okay. See, we can't get him on for you after J-Lo can't get enough in the Playhouse. Y94. It's Playhouse Y94 second date update. Christina trying to figure out what's going on because she was super into this guy.
Well, I mean, I'm happy to be talking to you, and thanks for having me, but
I'm super
bummed because I was dating this guy, Tommy, for a little bit, and it was super hot and heavy. I mean, we were having a good time texting, talking all the time, and then kind of tapered off, and then it tapered off very quickly, and then nothing.
So to understand what's going on, we're going to need Tommy. Now, make sure I get the right line here. You put him here. Is this Tommy?
Hey, yeah, this is Tommy.
All right, Tommy, just simply as I can put it, we do a segment called Second Date Update, and we've been visiting with Christina this morning.
Christina, okay. What about her?
She was really into your relationship, there for a while, thought it was pretty good, but you seem to have disappeared off the face of the earth. She'd just like to know why. Is there a reason why? Do you agree you're ghosting her? Do you think you've blown her off?
Yeah, I guess you could say I ghosted her. Christina, yeah, she's great. Beautiful girl, real sweet. I mean, everything was cool, man, but when I gave her a hug, I first noticed, dude, she wears the exact same perfume as my mom.
So, Tommy, like the first time you got a whiff of it, you were like, oh, that smells like my mom.
Yes, she wears the exact, and I mean to a T, the exact same perfume my mom has worn for like the last 10 years. They wear the exact same perfume, dude.
Well, I don't know if we told you this, Tommy, but Christina is on. Christina, I don't know how you feel about this. It is actually kind of funny, but honestly, I kind of get it at the same time.
Yeah, I'm pretty, it's funny, but it is.
If that's true, it's weird.
Gross, you know what I mean? I can say.
Just can't do it. I just can't be like curled up, cuddling, like, you know, whispering sweet nothings in her ear, smelling my mom.
Hey, Mom.
I feel like anybody that was in this situation probably would feel a little bit weird about it, and unless you're willing to dump the scent altogether. Like, imagine if you smelled like your dad.
That would be really weird for me if he was wearing my dad, you know? So, like, I get it. It sucks, because I do love that cologne.
Could we finagle another date here? Like, if she were to not wear it, would you be interested?
If she could wear something different and not have her clothes smell like it, you know, like clothes, I swear they hold that smell in it, that scent. Yeah, we could do it again, but it just no mom perfume.
All right. Hey, that's positive. Christina, would you want to go out again then still?
Oh, man. You know.
We'll pay for that.
I think I'm going to take this story and run. It was a good time.
So even though you're the one that wanted this second date update, you're choosing the perfume over him, basically. You can't just give up that scent just to see if you like this guy still after a couple more dates?
I can't. I love this perfume, but I totally understand what he's saying. Because that's already starting that off at the very beginning. Nah.
Yeah.
Well, Tommy, we'll go ahead and let you go. I'm sorry didn't end up working out, but we appreciate the honesty.
Well, thank you for, you know, doing this with me.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to do so, actually.
All right, have a good one, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Honestly, what we're seeing is, well, a lot of people are calling him, they think he's a player and maybe wouldn't actually gone out with you again anyway. But there's a lot of people that are surprised that you would opt for the scent versus the guy. But it is hard to find a scent you like, just in general. So
I don't know what side of the fence I'm on with this one, but if you can't go back from smelling your mom on a female, there's no way you'll ever be able to have that connection with her. You'd be like, anytime you got romantic, you'd be like, oh, it's not going to work.
Yeah, I can't. I can't make a case for it. No. I want to. I can't make a case for it.
It's not happening.
Coming up this hour.